USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people dead after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. And police say 15 other people were wounded. One of the dead is the suspect. They say it happened in the parking lot of a bar in the southeast part of the city when a suspect just started firing into a crowd that was lined up outside. An armed security guard killed the shooter. One of the people charged with presenting the House impeachment case, warning Republicans in the Senate to be careful about choices they make regarding the trial. Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
He spoke on Face the Nation. Democratic Congressman from Illinois, Bobby Rush, wants a congressional oversight hearing into Major League Baseball cheating scandals. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
President Trump speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in Texas yesterday, celebrating recent trade deals as wins for America's farmers, and he also celebrated those farmers themselves.
You feed our people, you fuel our nation, you sustain our land, you uphold our values, and you preserve our cherished American way of life. We want our products made, grown, and raised right here in the USA.
2020 census will officially begin tomorrow. The first census questionnaire will be ceremoniously delivered in the small community of Tuxuk Bay, Alaska. A statement from the U.S. Census Bureau says Alaska's vast, sparsely settled areas are traditionally the first to be counted. The rest of Alaska, including Anchorage, will be counted with the rest of the country beginning in mid-March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declaring a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's big gun rally in Richmond, the state capital. In a conference, Governor Northam said he was hoping that the extra security measures will avoid a repeat of 2017's deadly protests in Charlottesville. That's when a counter-protester was killed by a car operated by a believed white supremacist. Gun activists are planning to protest concern about Democratic efforts to pass new gun control measures. Today is a federal holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many people are getting paid time off as nearly half of all American employers recognize the National Day of Service. Those getting time off are encouraged to celebrate the civil rights leader's life by volunteering in their community. And Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, the top movie in the box offices right now, as it earned $59 million in its first week in North America theaters. In second place, Doolittle, which made nearly $23 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada. And in the third place, was 1917, just over $22 million, rounding out this week's top five, Jumanji, The Next Level, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.